Tina, nice enough to join us now. The trainer of Rags to Riches. She gave him his first American Classic victory. He's got three more to his name now, including the 2017 Kentucky Derby with Always Dreaming, the one and only Todd Pletcher, taking some time out of a busy Belmont Stakes Racing Festival to join us here on Express Bet Radio. Todd, it's Anthony and Christina. Thanks for some time today.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
You hear that stretch call, and I'm assuming you still get some goosebumps and the hair on the back of your neck stands up.
Yeah, that one never gets old, man. That one never gets old.
You're stabled here, of course, Todd, year-round. You've gone on record saying this is home. A tremendous record in the Belmont Stakes. You got, like I said, got your first Classic victory with Rags to Riches. This a race you always have in the back of your mind year in and year out to try and win?
Yeah, I think, it's certainly a race that we hold in high regard. It's at our home base of Belmont. And, for whatever reason, it seems like it's a race that suits our horses pretty well. And we've had some two great wins and some pretty tough beats, too. I think 5 seconds and a couple of them by pretty close margins. So I think all in all, it's been, a great race for us, and it seems like horses tend to run well in it.
Yeah, just last year, Destin got beat a nose by Creator. 2014, Commissioner Ahead by Tonalist. You got beat by two sons of Tappet in the last 3 years. This year, you have a son of Tappet in Taprit. Tell us a little about him and his path to the test of the champion.
Well, I mean, I think, like you're saying, with two sons of Tappet having already won the Belmont, and AP Indy influence is awfully strong in the Belmont, and I think that suits both of our horses well. With Taprit, to me, reminding me a lot of Destin. Hopefully, he can do a tick better, but kind of went the Tampa route, and ran a sneaky good race in the Derby, and been pointing for this since then, and that bodes well for him. And with Patch being a son of Union Rags, who won the Belmont and out of an AP Indy mare, I think that both horses' cases, we have horses that have pedigree to suggest they'll run that far, and I think that natural kind of grinding, galloping style that suits the race. So, I'm optimistic from that standpoint.
I got one of your former exercise riders here with me now on Express Bet Radio.
Todd, great having you on the show here. Brings back memories of Palm Meadows and Saratoga, and great picking your brain here. Taprit, huge fan of Taprit, following the Sam F. Davis in the Tampa Bay Derby. And he disappointed a little bit in the Bluegrass. Obviously, the Kentucky Derby, he had some excuses there with a rough trip. But what was your thoughts regarding the Bluegrass?
Well, we were disappointed, but it just seemed like it was one of those races where nothing really seemed to go right for him. He broke poorly. He got shuffled back at the beginning. He came away essentially last in what turned out to be a pretty paceless race, and got hung out wide on both turns, and just never really got on track, never really got into the flow of the race. And I actually think he's one of those horses that really appreciates being into the battle a little bit. He doesn't mind the kickback. He doesn't mind being jostled around a little bit. But we've always felt like he runs better when he's into the flow of the race and enjoys the battle. So that in the Bluegrass, none of that went properly for him. But I thought he rebounded with a good race in the Derby, and he was part of that rough start that started with Irish War Cry breaking to the left, and he was just inside of him, and he got bounced, and then he bounced into Classic Empire, and it was just sort of that snowball effect from there that he was never fully able to recover. But I liked the way he continued to fight on, and finished up pretty well, still closing ground at the end, and I thought it was a good race from him. So hopefully he can get off to a better start this time. And from the two post, I think that's a good post position for him to hopefully save some ground the first turn and get into a good rhythm.
talking to one of the best in the business now, trainer Todd Pletcher. You mentioned him getting bothered. He was the first one affected by Irish War Cry, making that left-hand turn out of the gate. You heard more about McCracken and Classic Empire, frankly, because they were lower at the windows. Was the plan to be closer, Todd, in the Derby, and is that sort of the plan tomorrow from post two?
Well, you know, I think what's important is he has a tendency not always to be great that first step, and we want to make sure we get away well. And you know, I don't envision him being on the lead, but I'd love to see him in that second tier just behind the pace setters where he can kind of, you know, get into the flow of the race and like I said, save some ground in the first turn. But I do think he'll be a lot closer to the pace than he was in the Derby and the Bluegrass.
And Patch draws the outside. He draws 20 of 20 in the Derby, 12 of 12 in the Belmont Stakes. The odds are over 200 to 1, just using simple math. Odds are over 200 to 1 to get both of those draws for a horse who does not have a left eye. So he cannot see any of his competition to his inside. But you mentioned his pedigree before. You'd have to think of almost of all the runners in here, he's got the pedigree power to stay this trip.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, I think this is a race that's really designed for him. I think it's going to play to his strengths. And the other thing, aside from post 20 that he had working against him in the Derby, was it was only his fourth lifetime start. So, you know, he had a lot to overcome in the Derby. I think the Derby is the kind of race that has brought him forward. Sometimes you'll see horses take it really hard. In his case, he's bounced back. He's trained well. Like we've said, we think the mile and a half suits him. And, you know, I think key two, in just looking over the PPs of this race, I think he's going to find himself in a more prominent position, and hopefully he can get into that steady rhythm and gallop that he has.
As you would expect, Todd, not only in the Belmont tomorrow, but a bunch of the other stakes, half the stakes on the 13-race program. In fact, Send It In figures to be one of the favorites in the Brooklyn Invitational. He beat the other horse that's going to take the money to Brutus back in the Excelsior at Aqueduct. How's he doing? What do you think about the mile and a half for him?
Well, I think the mile and a half is going to suit him great. You know, he's coming off the Excelsior at a mile and a quarter where he's able to finish up well there, and I think his, you know, it's perfect for his style. He's another one that's a big galloper, and so we purposely freshened him up a little bit for this. So, and it was a big figure race in the Suburban, and he seems like he's a horse that just keeps getting better and better.
Rally Cry, I know, was a two-year-old you guys had high regard for, starting to come around now. He's 5-1 on the morning line. One of the most prestigious and historic races in all the land, the Met Mile. Johnny Velasquez is going to climb back aboard. Some thoughts on Rally Cry and Tommy Macho, both going forward in the Met Mile.
I think both horses are coming up to the race extremely well. They've been training the way we'd like to see them come into a big race like this. Rally Cry is a horse that we've had very high hopes for a long time. I think you know, the freshening that we gave him after the Easy Goer last year has really paid off. He's doing really well. His two comeback races have been stronger and stronger. We feel like he's finally ready to live up to the potential that he's shown us so often in the mornings. And Tommy Macho's case, I think he ran a winning race in the Carter. He got stopped at a critical time in the stretch and wasn't able to kind of put back another rally. But I think he was in the midst of a winning move when he got shut off. And I think the one-turn mile has proven to be his best distance. So I'm optimistic that both of them are going to put in big performances.
All right. Well, Todd, we appreciate the time today. I wanted to wait to the end of the interview to let you know that you got an extra 380 pounds on Tapper tomorrow. I absolutely love him in the big one.
Watch out.
Well, hopefully you're right.
You got to carry the big A around you for 12 furlongs. I don't know anybody wants that. There are vehicles that don't want to do that, but we know you're swamped.
Big speed figure, man.
Thanks for some time today. Best of luck the rest of the way this weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Todd. Thanks.
Thanks, Todd.